All right, Rick, when it comes to the draft, I know off the air we were talking about how much you love the cornerback class, so you wouldn't be surprised to see the Colts go corner in the first round, correct?
Right. 15 is always a crapshoot. You know, I have seven guys that I have rated, and I don't think I'm too far off in terms of a national perspective. I don't really care, but I have seven blue-chip players that I think will be gone in the first 10 picks. Somebody might slip. You know, somebody, Hooker's got a shoulder surgery. I mean, there's some guys that could slip, but I have seven blues that I think will be gone by 15. But then when you get to 15, you know, then you're going to be looking at guys like Gary and Conley, who I wouldn't hesitate to take with the 15th. The other corner, you know, Lattimore is the first corner out of Ohio State, but I think Conley is maybe the cleanest defensive prospect, and I know people don't want to talk corners, but I think he's the cleanest of my next group, which is Conley, Peppers, Hassan Riddick. You get into, you know, guys like Barnett and McKinley, Harris, Charlton. And the other guy I think the Colts may have to make a decision on, which isn't a defender, is Christian McCaffrey. I could see McCaffrey easily being there 15 along with that other cluster of guys that I'm talking about. And, you know, a decision would have to be made there. I would say that this is the best, and I've done this now. This is my 35th draft that I've been, you know, that I've actually studied, with my first one being 82, the first combine year. And I would say that this is the best safety draft in terms of safeties from elite down into the yellow area or third tier that I have ever seen in that period of time. It's also a very good corner year. It's not necessarily premier guys, but there's some really good guys in there. So, you know, you're going to have some decisions at 15, but, you know, like I said, in my board, a guy like Gary and Conley might be my pick at 15.